Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin. We learned in the right at the start of this perek that a person is not allowed to pay for an item if the merchandise that he's supposed to receive is only going to be delivered at a later date. The price may go up at that time, and the buyer is going to end up getting much more than he actually paid for, since the value of the items are higher now. When he receives them, he's receiving more than he paid for. It looks like interest at that point in time, because maybe we'd think that in exchange for handing off of the money and the ability for that seller, the seller of the merchandise, to use the money in the interim, in the in-between period before he handed over the merchandise, that now he's receiving more of the item, that the buyer is receiving more of the item. So therefore, Hachamim said, it is not allowed on a rabbinic level, but since it's only Dirabanan, they included certain leniencies. One of them would be, if the merchandise is already in the hands of the seller, if he currently owns it, then he's allowed to take the money, and it's as if the item was purchased and the seller is currently holding it and keeping a watch for it for the buyer. Even though the buyer is receiving it later on, he already owns it, for example, while it's in the warehouse of the seller, while it still stays there. Here we'll talk about, what if the seller here didn't actually have the merchandise? He didn't have it in stock, but it was accessible to him in the shuk. We said in Mishnah Aleph that also could count. Since he can go quickly take the money and buy it from the shuk, it's as if he owns it. So that was another leniency. So we spoke about one leniency that led into the next. The first leniency was if he has it in stock, but he's keeping it in the warehouse, the seller, then the buyer could give him money in advance. It's as if he purchased the item that was in the warehouse. Second leniency was, even if he doesn't have it in stock, but he has accessibility to it in the shuk, it's as if the buyer owns it, because the seller could go quickly buy it from the shuk with the money that he received, have it in stock, and then hand it over to the buyer. So we'll elaborate on that second leniency over here in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, "En poskin ala perot ad sheyetzeh ha'sha'ar." If the buyer wants to buy produce and not actually get it yet, and it's not even in stock from the seller, he's not allowed to buy the produce until there's a set price in the shuk for it. When fruit comes to market, they have to see how much supply there is, and once there's if there's a lot of supply, the price would be lower. If there's not a lot of supply, the price would be higher. So until that market price for that type of produce is already set, till that time, you're not allowed to, the seller's not allowed to buy the produce for the money that he receives from the buyer, and therefore he can't be looked at as owning the produce in some way, shape, or form, because he doesn't have the access to it. Yatzah hasha'at poskin. But once the market price is established, you could set the price and pay in advance. The buyer is allowed to deal with him because he can technically go get it whenever he wants. V'afal pi she'en lazeh yesh lazeh. Even though the seller doesn't have the produce, a different person would have the produce, and it's all one market price, and therefore the seller could very quickly go buy the produce for the going rate that he already established with the buyer, and it's considered to be that he is owning the produce, and the buyer is allowed to pay him in advance. That's only what we just said if the produce is not in stock by the seller. He doesn't have it with him at the time that he was paying in advance. But if he does have it at that time he was paying in advance, then the buyer could be looked at as acquiring it immediately, even if no established market price was there, because the guy has it in stock, the seller has it. So if they both make a deal between them, he could simply hand it off regardless of the market price, and their deal is their deal. We'll elaborate on that leniency. Hayahu tehila lakotzerim. Let's say the seller here was the first to market of the harvesters. He brought in his grain and he's processing everything, but there's no established price in the market for this item. Poseki mo'al hagadish. The buyer is allowed to set a price in advance from the stack of grain that he has, even though there's no market price. Ve'al ha'avit shel anavim. And same thing, they can agree on a price to pay in advance for the wine that's going to be made from the grapes that are in the tub. Ve'al ha'ma'atan shel zetim. And the oil that's going to be made from the vat of olives that the seller is preparing to press down on. Ve'al ha'betzim shel yotzer. And also for the earthenware vessels that are going to be made from the clay that a potter has. Ve'al ha'sid shishikeo bakivshan. And for plaster once the materials that he had were being put in the furnace. Basically, what we're saying over here is that even though all of these items in question aren't fully processed and readily available to be handed over to the buyer, we consider them as if they're already processed and fully done, even though we're only talking about unprocessed grain and grapes that are going to be turned into wine. Since they're in his possession and he's going to turn them into something, we consider it as if it's been purchased by the buyer and he owns them and they're being housed and held by the seller until a later date. Now we'll talk about three opinions about paying in advance for fertilizer when there's no established price about the fertilizer. We have to know that fertilizer was made by putting straw in the street in the winter time so that people were going to walk over it and that it was going to become all decayed. Later on, it was then gathered and it would fertilize the fields. In the summer months, everybody had fertilizer because it was everything that they had from the previous winter was being used. But in the winter months, not everybody had fertilizer. So Mishnah says, "Uposek imo al hazevel kol yemot hashana." A person's allowed to set a price and pay in advance for fertilizer all year long, even during the winter. Even though not everybody has fertilizer, there are certain people who do. So the seller, even though he may not have it in stock with him, it is accessible to him. He could go buy it very simply for what it's being sold at market value, and he could hand it over to the buyer. That's time. That's the first opinion. We'll have three opinions. Rabbi Yose omer, en poskin al hazevel, ela imken haitalo zevel ba'ashpa. Says Rabbi Yose, you're not allowed to give a set price for fertilizer in advance unless the seller actually has fertilizer in possession. That's the only time, even during the summer, where it's very common. According to Rabbi Yose, fertilizer is like any other merchandise. If it's not, there's no established price for it in the market, then the seller has to have it in stock in his possession before he's allowed to take money for it. Third opinion, v'hachamim matirin. Hachamim allow a person to have fertilizer paid for in advance, even if the seller does not have any fertilizer in stock. But we're only talking about the summer months. Everybody has it, and therefore it's accessible to him in a very easy way. We'll now go back to the case of the Mishnah, where we said if a person wants to buy produce, but the seller does not have any in stock, but there is an established market price, we said that the buyer could pay for the product now and basically lock in his price. He doesn't have to pay more for it later if it goes up, because there's access by the seller very quickly to go to the market and go buy it at all times. Basically, he had that ability to do it. If he didn't do it, that's on him. But we consider it to be that it's already purchased by the buyer and he owns whatever is going to be bought later on. What happens though if the buyer is not nervous of the price going up, but he's nervous about the price going down and he's going to retroactively have paid too much for it? So Mishnah says, "Uposek imo kashar hagavoa." When the buyer is agreeing to a price and he's paying in advance, he's paying on the condition that the price of the item does not go down. If it does go down, then the seller is going to give him the cheaper price. Fact is, the buyer's paying in advance. The seller is getting an advantage over here. So we understand that it's all under the condition that the price is going to be the same or higher. But if it goes lower, then the seller would give him that lower price. This is a condition that the buyer can make, but the implications are he has to make the condition. If he doesn't make the condition, then the seller could give him the product at the original higher price that they agreed upon. That's what we're seeming to say. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda omer, afal pi shelo pasak imo b'shar hagavoa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, even if the buyer did not agree to a price and pay in advance for a produce at a better price, in other words, even if he never made an explicit condition when he made the original contract, that if the price goes down, that his whole, he won't have to pay that higher number, but he'll pay that lower price. What he could do, if the price went down, the buyer could say to the seller, give me the produce at the better, lower price, or give me my money back. According to the Biuda, automatically when the buyer is intending to buy produce that he's going to receive in the future, it's included in a automatic condition that if the money goes down, he's going to pay that lower price.